The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday, 8 a.m. Central Time. We'll be doing an after hour today. It'll be posted later on because we have a lot of news content. And we have another guest allegedly joining us at the bottom of the hour. Mark Herr will be with us. Mark Herr is president and co-founder of the Center for Self-Governance. Oh, this should be interesting. Yeah, this is a nonprofit, nonpartisan political education and leadership organization. Well, if you want to make a difference, now we've got a solution for you. But in the meantime, just a reminder for those of you tuning in, you want to help support the Power Hour through your donations. If you send $100 or more, you get this Joyce Riley coffee mug with a Knowledge is Power, and we ship it to you for free. And we'll give it to you for a $100 donation or more to help keep Shortwave on the air. That's the lovely commemorative edition there. And, of course, for more information, if you want information, you want to share us with other people, send them a link, thepowerhour.com. You can subscribe to the newsletter absolutely free just by going there. Click on the link. I want the newsletter. See, a lot of stuff that we don't get to talk about on the show that you need to be aware of, even if you only like scan through and just pick which headlines are interesting. At least you get it. So, you know, we don't want you left clueless as to what's going on. Just as one of the reasons why I made a personal phone call over the weekend and tracked down the owner of the gun store to have him on the show. This is how much I care about your rights as an individual under the Constitution. Because, I could have been just like everybody else. Oh, well, whatever. Nobody cares. No, I don't believe that for 1 minute. I believe all of you care. Everybody listening to the show cares. I believe it. I really do. God as my witness. So, you know, this is one of the reasons why we have this show, folks, is because we try to keep up on top of constitutional events. This is one of them. And, I mean, coming soon to a gun store near you. I mean, if it happened to Tom Van Hoos, just imagine what could happen locally. And then once they get those records locally, if they didn't get them from the cloud, like Tom said, they get them from those 4479 forms. And they scan them and they go, okay, let's see, you take this many, you take this many, go door to door, confirm they have them. You see, because what happens is, and with Hitler's campaign, they did this. They had a gun registration. So they knew who had guns and what they had. Because people just didn't know what to expect when the government came to the door. They didn't know how to say no. And they just bit, and opened their mouth and told them everything. Remember, 92%. Of convictions come out of the mouth of the accused. So yeah, just open the door, invite them in for coffee and see where you get. How's a prison cell? You like three hots and a cot? You know, if you get a federal term, by the way, you get to stay in the entire time. You don't get reprieved for good behavior like you do in state cases. So why would you invite that kind of crap into your house? Tell me that. I'm really passionate about the Constitution. I swore an oath to uphold, protect, and defend it. Against all enemies, both foreign and, give me the D word, no, not damn it, domestic. So understand where I'm coming from here when I talk about my concerns for this. For those of you worried about your health, and you should be, this is what we have, thepowermall.com. It's open, by the way. You can subscribe to the newsletters at thepowermall.com. Get news highlights, other information you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. We try to make it simple. 877-817-9829, by the way, is the number. Former President Donald Trump has applauded a suburban New York prosecutor after she dropped a 2-year criminal investigation to him and his company. Westchester County District Attorney Mimi Rocha, a Democrat, said her office had closed the case after an investigation that was conducted objectively and independent of politics, party affiliation, and personal and political beliefs. Yeah. She'd end up not filing charges. She just decided that, okay, I can't find anything. Trump, of course, got on Truth Social and applauded her decision. It's the honorable thing to do in that I did nothing wrong. But where and when do I get my reputation back? When will the other fake cases against me be dropped? Trump added. Election interference. You know, then you ask the question. Harvard poll. Park the car in Harvard Yard. Jackie, would you pass the margarine? Harvard poll. Most voters say Trump indictment is election interference and believe he'll be acquitted, believe it or not. Majorities of registered voters believe special counsel Jack Smith's indictment of former President Trump is politically motivated and it constitutes election interference, according to a Harvard-Harris poll. Yeah, that's their big poll numbers right there. Election interference. It is throwing Trump off his footing. I said this before. I'm not out there in my thinking. I really think that's what this is all about. Keep him throwing punches every which way in retaliation for what's going on, what's happening to him. And now they're going to bring J6 charges as well. They're anticipating that. But they're going to run into First Amendment problems. Trump has the right to get up there and make a speech and say whatever he wants. He did not go into a crowded theater and yell fire. He said to go there and peacefully protest. But that's not what happened because they knew he was going to make a speech and they were ready for all the crowds that came there to peacefully protest. And they egged them on. They were agents provocateur that entrapped them into J6. And now former Oath Keepers General Counsel Kelly Sorrell has been ruled incompetent to stand trial on 4 January 6 criminal counts, suspending her prosecution indefinitely while she seeks mental health treatment. She requires inpatient mental health treatment. And of course, you know, 44-year-old Sorrell of Granbury, Texas, was indicted August 31st, 2022 on charges of conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an official proceeding, aiding and abetting, entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds, or an obstruction of justice, tampering with documents. Okay. So apparently she is not doing well mentally, and so she got a bit of a reprieve there. Meanwhile, a subsidiary of American Airlines has received a $15,000 fine following the death of a ground crew worker who was, this is a rather strange term, ingested into a plane's engine in Alabama. Now, see, most people, this is Piedmont Airlines, by the way, a subsidiary of American. OSHA fined them $15,000 as investigators say it was to blame for a safety breach. According to the New York Post, the bigger problem is that people should know not to walk in front of a running jet engine. You will get sucked in. And besides gumming up the engine, most of the time it turns the person getting sucked in a pink mist. Not smart. Ground crew should know this already, but hey, if the airline doesn't, and they just, from what I read, the airlines had safety hearings or safety meetings before the plane landed. And the pilot neglected to shut down the engine and employees approached the aircraft too quickly and got ingested. Huh. So, you know, we talked a lot about the Second Amendment. And you want to know what your nutball in the White House did while he was out making comments Friday in Connecticut about gun control? He makes the claim at the end of his speech. God save the Queen, man. It's like, okay, God save the Queen. I hate to say this, you with the mental acuity of office furniture, the Queen's been gone for a while. We have King Charles now. Oh, well. Craziness, isn't it? In the economy section of things, wait till you hear this good news. U.S. national debt hits an all-time high of $32 trillion for the first time in U.S. history, according to Treasury Department data released over the weekend. Yep, $32.04 trillion. This represents $25 trillion in debt held by the public and $7 trillion in intergovernmental debt. I would say that the amount of money they're talking about here, I don't know. I've never so far heard of anybody filing bankruptcy and discharging their share of the national debt. I would like to see how that's going to work out in bankruptcy court. I really would. Oh, I always come up with some, you know, strange characterization sometimes, but hey, you know, nothing in this day and age, except for what happened in Great Falls, Montana. That's pretty shocking. That shocks the conscience. Because the Constitution gets directly attacked when these agencies, which is what they are agencies of the federal government, the executive branch, go out and do government overreach and take documents that the warrant says you're not entitled to take. The warrant says one thing, they take more. And then you have to sit there and pay all this money legally to fight to get whatever they took that was overreach back. But again, I asked that question of Tom Van Hoos, if the law requires you to keep those documents up until the time your store closes, and then you turn them over to the nearest BATF, and they've taken them all, aren't you in violation of the law? Because you're not keeping the records. They took them, so you're not keeping them. The law says you have to keep them. Think about that. What's going to be the next step? Well, sorry, but you don't have books and records, so we have to close you down. You see, this is the kind of crap I would expect our government to pull. They can't be trusted anymore, folks. I'm sorry. Anybody who puts their faith in government at this juncture is going to be sorely disappointed in their future. I think you and I both know somebody that thinks like that, right? Maybe a whole bunch of somebodies. And you can't talk to them. You can't reason with them. They all think the government is going to take care of them. I mean, look at how many people got the jab, for crying out loud. And see, if you're trusting the government that much, understand economically that the balances of 401k retirement accounts declined last year. The share of participants are making hardship withdrawals, which is hitting a new high, according to Vanguard. You know, BlackRock, Vanguard, those guys? Yeah, in 2022, the average account balance for Vanguard participants was $112,572. The median balance was $27,376. Vanguard participants' average account balances decreased by 20% since last year's end. Well, 2021, of course. Vanguard's How America Saves 2023 report said this. Last year's average and median account balances were the lowest they've been in 3 years. Hardship withdrawal activity, the main reason why they're taking money out. A lot of them are fixing up their houses, hunkering down. They don't want it. They're not going anywhere. They say, well, honey, it's, you know, the interest rates are being what they are. Let's just take our money out and pay off our mortgage. Let's pay off our bills. Let's just, you know, live off the fat of the land. Let's grow a garden and buy more food, guns, and ammo. Yeah, I just, man, there's this distrust going on in America right now that just, man, ye shall know them by their fruits, folks. And of course, reprobate Bud Light maker CEO Brendan Whitworth responded to the boycott in a new statement. We hear you. Yeah. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. division said this. Weeks-long boycott that's caused beer sales to drop significantly after the brand issued a promotional can with Dylan Mulvaney's picture on it. Yep. Of course, his statement didn't mention any of the controversy surrounding the brand's move. And I think that you're still going to watch Bud Light sales tank. Biden's deputies, by the way, are hiding a mass fraud in H-1B middle-class outsourcing visas. Indian-born CEOs are closing their firms and fleeing back to India. Oh, my gosh, my golly. I'd not like to be liking this. Yep. They're trying to escape charges of fraud in the annual lotteries for visas to import H-1B foreign contract workers. according to a lawyer for many Indian-owned subcontractors and visa workers. So yeah, they're getting prosecuted. They're getting investigated. That's the reason why some of them are packing their bags and getting the hell out of Dodge, according to an attorney, an immigration lawyer in Texas. Because they're hiring people and paying them less wages and not hiring American workers. Do you see there the fairness of it all? Well, now you see, and the Biden administration's hiding all this. They want to put you and me out of a job. Elon Musk, by the way, is reportedly being sued over $250 million by a coalition of music publishers, including industry heavyweights Sony Music Publishing, Universal Music Corporation, and Big Machine Music over alleged copyright violations. Just thought you ought to know. 15 minutes after the hour, and we move on to the science and technology category. My comment on this one is, when science tries to play God, this is what you get. Yep. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Scientists have created synthetic human embryos using stem cells in a groundbreaking advance that sidesteps the need for eggs or sperm. Scientists say these model embryos, which resemble those in the earliest stages of human development, could provide a crucial window on the impact of genetic disorders and the biological causes of recurrent miscarriage. Really? Recurrent miscarriage? Ah! Notice this story says nothing about the jab. Recurrent miscarriage. This is why they're doing what they're doing? And what will happen to society as we know it when this technology goes wrong in humans? CRISPR gene gone wrong, fluffy hamsters turn into aggressive rage monsters, according to the latest reports. A team of scientists in the U.S. have accidentally created overly aggressive mutant hamsters following a gene editing experience using this CRISPR technology at Northwestern University, examining a hormone called vasopressin and its receptor AVPR1A. So they got this group of Syrian hamsters, injected them all, and watched them go crazy on each other. They thought they would, you know, they would have friendship and dominance and bonding with the hamsters, but just the opposite happened. They turned on each other. Now you wonder what's going to happen to society? And you thought corporate America can't mess with your smart home? Think again. Here's a guy who's got a Ring doorbell, all right? Part of a smart home system. So here's a Amazon driver goes to the door to deliver a package, and the Ring camera recognizes him and says, "Excuse me, can I help you?" Well, the worker had on his headphones and didn't hear it. And what he thought he heard was something racist. So he went and reported it to Amazon. And what did Amazon do? Shut down the guy's entire smart home for a week. So you think that having a smart home is all that convenient? Your Ring doorbell just cost you. That's right. No, well, you can use Siri, but no more Alexa, no more Echo, none of that. You know, it makes you wonder if you had an automatic sprinkler system that was smart homed and all of a sudden it didn't work and your place caught fire. Wouldn't that be something? What are you going to do, sue Amazon? Gee, I wonder what kind of liability we have. Congress already knows about this, by the way. And we have another article on there before we get to the phones here. Sounding alarm over thought crime programs, the Rutherford Institute is warning colleges against tracking religions and political ideologies. Yeah, the University of Virginia in particular, the Rutherford Institute came out that what they are attempting to doing would raise significant constitutional concerns, especially as it pertains to the right of citizens to associate anonymously without being compelled by the government to disclose their political or religious beliefs. Yep, John Whitehead has this book out called Battlefield America, The War and the American People, that maybe you want to read, get a copy of and read it. Hey, look, at if what happened up in Great Falls, Montana, if they can get away with that, imagine what else they're going to try to get away with, huh? Brady in Las Vegas, go.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. I don't know if you saw that interview with Joe Biden and Fetterman. Did you see that speech that Fetterman gave?
Oh, you mean Biden-Fetterman 2024? It's a no-brainer? The bumper sticker? Or 95? No, 95. You know, man, right? 95? Yeah.
Well, I guess Joe Biden is identifying as a collapsed bridge this morning. Because did you hear Fetterman called him a collapse? Our president, the collapse bridge, Joe Biden. You know, I didn't think there was that many people far gone as Joe, but Fetterman. Now you're seeing a classic example of what they can do with clones. You know, this clone can't even put on a suit and tie. I'd love to be able to go to a formal meeting like that wearing a hoodie. That's awesome.
Now, just imagine Brady going to one of these things dressed as a fembot.
I mean, doesn't that guy look like Uncle Fester though on the on the Adam Family?
I wasn't gonna say that, Brady, but yeah, now that you mentioned it, yeah,
he looks like he got you know, he looks like he got three or four or five boosters, and you know, he's probably looking for his sixth one. Man, he's completely demonic. That guy is nowhere even close to this planet. I'm sorry. And the forest fires that were started in Canada, and nobody looking into that, that's a disgrace what they did. All them environmentalists, for how many years we've been listening to this Green New Agenda and all these libtards, absolutely asinine what they're doing. You don't hear nothing about them libtards against war, against burning open fields, open forests. They're all for war with Russia. Nobody speaks out against anything what this regime is doing. Where are all the libtards and the environmentalists and the warmonger, or the people that hated war, speaking up? There's not one of them. I can't figure it out.
Nope, I can't either. But we'll get to that because I think I've got some news I want to report on, Brady. I appreciate your call. Here's some interesting things. First off, I go to Texas. Texas has a power grid warning at through Wednesday. The state is seeing dangerous heat. We've had over temps down here of over 101. And so the heat indices will near or exceed 112 degrees. Yep, we're talking triple digits here. We had dangerous heat yesterday on Father's Day. And of course, this is expected to continue through Wednesday, which 26 million customers in Texas, roughly 90% of the state's electric load, could be challenged with potential brownouts and blackouts. That'll tell us something we don't know. The range of electric vehicles, believe it or not, can fall by up to a quarter when made to carry heavy loads. AAA looked at Ford's EV pickup truck, the F-150 Lightning. So it runs okay until you put payload in the back. And then all of a sudden, 25% of your juice and range is gone. Because unloaded, it can drive 278 miles. But with a payload of 1,400 pounds, the driving range dropped to 210 miles. That's a decline of 68 miles for those of you doing the math, or 24.5% from the unloaded range, according to a study. Now, so much for technology, huh? Geoengineering Watch has put out another global news alert, number 410, issued on Friday, predicting that physicists are now saying the Earth will become a chaotic world with the dire consequences. Well, you know, if they keep doing what they're doing. You know, fresh snow in Utah, Texas coast hits heat index temperatures of over 120. Summer snow is in the forecast for portions of western Canada, where record high temps and wildfires have raged for weeks. And, of course, they are going to make this all about climate change. Yep. Did you know a fairly under-recognized medical problem is large numbers of people becoming ill from an air pollutant? Nah. Yeah, you people in New York ought to know about the worst air quality in the world just now from smoke from wildfires. But that's not the only thing that's being analyzed right now, the recent East Palestine train derailment. That's just many, one of many. Anytime there's a toxic bloom erupting somewhere, do you know there's a term out there? I don't know if most of you people understand what it is. It's called VOG, V-O-G. And it's like smog only from volcanoes. And people who live near, like Kilauea, the active volcano on the island of Hawaii, they succumb to, if they live too close, they start breathing in some pretty nasty stuff, including sulfur. That's the big one. But there's more than that. Arsenic, yeah, way more than that. Selenium. And we're talking about excess amounts that come out in the nature of smoke. And people are, large numbers of people are becoming ill on the Big Island from breathing this stuff. So until this thing is over, maybe they need to go relocate. But see, here's the thing. Kona is the worst. Hilo, not as bad. Honoka'a on the northeast side where the macadamia nut farms are, not as bad because of the way the trade winds blow on the Big Island. No, I've been there. I've been to Kona. It's very hot. The air sometimes stagnates, don't get a lot of breeze. So it makes it real easy for that smoke to hit and hang in that area. I'm talking all the way up and down the coast from Kona to Captain Cook and beyond. Yep, get out your map and look. And of course, let's see, how to build a healthy home. Oh, this is interesting. Under our gardening, farming, and homesteading section, while commonly overlooked, the materials used in the building of your home can, did you know they can have a significant impact on your health? Maybe for those of you who are going out trying to find a new home or a downsizing, need to look into what the house is made of. Yeah. You got to look at where the meter is. Look where the smart meter is. Is it mounted to the house or is it mounted on a pole? Can you get the meter off the house and mount it on a pole away from the house? Are there toxic chemicals in the house? See, that's what I like about Steel Sips homes, because there are no toxic chemicals in the house unless you bring them in and put them in. You know, like pressed particle board, which has a lot of formaldehyde in it. It's like moving into a mobile home. And gee, why am I so sick all the time? Because they use the cheap stuff to build them with. Yeah, we used to call them FEMA trailers after Hurricane Katrina. But these are a lot of the common sources of health problems that we're telling people about. All right. Elevated EMF is typically the result of improperly grounded electrical systems due to inept electricians, which is why StetzerElectric.com is one of our partners. So one way to avoid this is to get the Stetzerizer and measure the EMF before you consider buying or renting, because it's far easier and less costly to find a home that's acceptable from the start than it is to go in and remediate. Just thought you to know. Hopefully at the bottom of the hour after the break, we're going to be joined by Mark Herr. And we'll be talking about what you can do to get involved with the Center for Self-Governance. Thanks for joining us for this segment. Dave Krieger here on the Power Hour. Be right back. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Dew products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Dew's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Dew moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Dew products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here in the Power Hour, 844-769-2944. The phone lines are open. And, of course, we love your donations that will help keep our shortwave frequency going. You can visit thepowerhour.com or send a snail mail donation to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can call 877-817-9829 and talk to somebody about donating that way. You can visit us on Substack as well. We really try to get the information out there. Now, while you're writing and sending us snail mail letters, you might want to even go, if you have email access, to support at thepowerhour.com, because we have one of our vendors out there, ricksatelliteusa.com. Rick Kaler has a satellite dish system that we're going to be giving away to one lucky listener. But you got to write a letter and say, hey, this is why I deserve one of RickSatelliteUSA.com systems. That easy. Another way, besides WWCR and all the radio stations that carry our show from coast to coast, as well as online at thepowerhour.com. Now, you know, before we talked about the break, you know, about the idea, and people are always looking for solutions. They get frustrated with government, and they get frustrated about what we're going to do to change things. Not Obama style, but somebody that, you know, when they say change, it's usually like we want to change our country into socialist, then socialism turns into communism. You have total authoritarian, the state takes everything, you get nothing. And then you have the World Economic Forum, which wants to do their own thing. You will own nothing, you will eat some bugs, and you will be happy. Well, you see, like me, Mark Herr, who is with us on the show now, is retired U.S. Air Force and president and co-founder of the Center for Self-Governance, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan political education and leadership organization. Not only that, he's an author, film producer, policy writer, political strategist, and instructor. Ooh, I majored in poli sci. Sounds like my kind of guy. His innovations on modern systematic politics are hailed as 21st century groundbreaking, cutting edge, self-empowering by elected officials, business entrepreneurs, and parents nationwide. And their classes are offered both live and online via Zoom, so you don't have to just jump up and run and catch a plane that, you know, like one of those 150 airplanes that American Airlines grounded because they have a pilot shortage because they made everybody get the jab. And, of course, the Center for Self-Governance has students in 43 states. Most are active in Idaho, Washington, Utah, South Carolina, and Missouri. Show me. Mark Herr, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Well, and so tell me, retired Air Force, thanks for your service. What motivated you to become what you are? I mean, to start this whole thing up. I mean, this is to come up with a program like this to teach people the kind of stuff that you're talking about, groundbreaking, cutting edge, self-empowering stuff. And people are sitting there frustrated with the way that government is these days. I mean, something pulled your chain to get you to do this in the first place. What was it?
Well, first of all, by the way, you said thanks for my service to the country. I got to tell you, in retirement, I feel like I'm actually serving my country more than I did when I got kicked out of college and my mom said, go find something else to do. So I joined the military. But now, you know, I really do feel like service to my country is a little bit more clear to me than it was back then. What got me motivated was, and you know, I got a master's degree in business administration focused in finance, and it was the TARP bailouts of Bush and Obama back in 2008 and 2009. You know, I was, it wasn't honorable. I was looking for a boat. I wanted, and that $1.5 trillion bailout was going to mess with my spending power. And so I started looking online, what the heck's going on? And then I went to a meeting in March of 2009, and everybody in the meeting was arguing over which was the most important issue of all time, you know, Obama this and immigration that and gun control that. And I was like, my mechanic's brain kicked in. I'm retired military. I worked on aircraft. And so I was like, hey, guys, what's the real problem here? You know, which one? And everybody started arguing. And I was like, man, doesn't that sound familiar, Dave? Everybody's just arguing and debating. Nobody can seem to figure out what the real problem is. We're just kind of all over the place. So I began troubleshooting and discovered, you know, our system of government. And bottom line is we have some hijackers. They've compromised the pilots, stewardesses, and marshals against the people on the right side of the plane. And we blame the pilots and we hate the marshals, but we really need to pay attention to the hijackers. They're trying to crash the plane. And that's what got me motivated. Trying to fix the plane, save the plane.
Yeah, makes sense. And you see, you just don't mess with flight attendants. It's just the way it is because now they're arresting people for little outbursts because, and see, you have a website called selfgovern.com. And if people, and I've always said this on the show, Mark, if people just knew what the law was and would abide by it, we wouldn't have any need for police forces because everybody would be walking around totally self-governing. They would understand all of those little postulates from way back when in our history about where one man's liberty ends, another's begins. I mean, this is one of the reasons why, I'm glad that you have a Center for Self-Governance. Now, when people enroll in this, and I'm assuming you have to enroll, it's a class, what do they learn?
So the first thing they learn is that government is not a person. It's a system of boundaries and controls. We spend so much of our energy trying to storm the cockpit and replace the pilots, but we totally are missing out on the hijacker who've compromised most of our pilots. And so learning that government is a system of boundaries and controls. Number two, that politics is something that we do every day. You and I are doing it right now on the phone. People are who are listening to your show are listening to your words. Politics is using words with strategy to gain control. We do it all day. Our kids, you know, little infants do it with their parents. They scream and yell to get what they want. It's no different than what we think of traditionally in terms of elections. And then number three, understanding who the hijackers are. Who are these people that are trying to crash the plane by compromising our pilots and our marshals against us? When they come out of this class, Dave, they're going to learn how to fix our system, troubleshoot the system, make sure the boundaries are essentially keeping the plane in the air. And not everybody's willing to learn that. Not everybody's willing to be self-governing. And our society doesn't require 100% self-governance. It requires a few people within our communities who are willing to deny themselves, learn the system, not think of government as a person, not always just knee-jerk storm the cockpit, but learn how to figure out what's going on with the plane, how to fix it, and then get out of other people's way so they can enjoy their lives.
Wow, that's some big self-sacrifice you're talking about there, Mark.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that is what distinguishes the average Joe on the street from somebody that wants to be a leader. And a lot of people... they don't want to step up. They don't want to get involved. And I don't care how old they are. You know, the older we get, the more pissed off we get, the more cynical we get, the more argumentative
right.
we get. I mean, literally, families are being torn apart right now by these so-called hijackers. And I think I'm literally tuning into everything
yes.
you've been talking about. So people go to the
yes.
website. I want to take them through the process of enrolling in your class and what they have to do when they go to selfgovern.com.
Well, it's centerforselfgovernance.com, and all they have to do is choose between two types of classes. Do they want to learn the structure of government? Then they select that pathway. If they want to learn leadership and self-governance, they select that pathway. The leadership and self-governance training is intensive. That's the leadership and self-denial kind of stuff, where they're going to learn about government and boundaries and hijackers and all that kind of stuff. They can take our classes online or in person. They just communicate with our organization. All the information is right there at centerforselfgovernance.com. Structure of government classes, they're going to learn, they pick kind of the level of government they want to learn about. The school government, you know, it's a 1.5-hour class. They're going to learn about that school, public schools, private schools, charter schools, and homeschools are all overseen by state government. And as parents, we really need to understand how the structure of government works in our state, who's in control of that structure, and what can we do to fix that structure. City government, county government, a highly unknown form of government called regional. It was created in the 1902 timeframe. It's been injected into our system. Most Americans have no idea that system of government exists. There's over 97,000 regional governments in the United States. So learning that structure is critical, especially for parents who want to have control or at least a say in their child's upbringing, regional government. So go to our website, centerforselfgovernance.com. All they have to do is pick their pathway, reach out to us, schedule the class, and they can go. They can move forward.
It is amazing. And, of course, now, do you provide them with handouts and or PDFs or emails of stuff that you encourage them to read and further their studies?
Absolutely. They get workbooks. We have a reading list, centerforselfgovernance.com/reading list. It's pretty simple, straightforward for us. We provide them with PDFs of the slides if they need those, workbooks for the classroom and interaction. And then we have training exercises, things for them to do where they actually have to go apply what they're learning in the class in the real world. So training exercises, workbooks, PDFs, and a reading list.
Okay. Now, I guess this is the thing about the hijackers. I would say that we probably have more of this kind of hijacking. I wanted to get your opinion on it. Lobbyists in D.C. and various state capitals. When it comes to state legislation of the 50 states and the United States government, lobbyists reign supreme. To me, that would be the first thing I would think of when you say hijacker, is I'm talking about lobbyists that are trying to change laws that do not benefit we the people, but benefit special interests. Am I close?
Well, you know, their human nature is at stake. It's a job. They're making six figures a year.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, they're going to want to make money off of legislation. And it's not going to be in the best interest of the people. But in terms of hijacking, think about Flight 93 in 2001. You had hijackers that took over the plane. In this case, I'm talking about, and those hijackers wanted to crash that plane. The hijackers that I'm referring to want to crash the plane, but they're using our human nature to do it. They're using the passengers, the marshals against the passengers, the flight attendants are just, you know, tyrants with their bureaucratic control. And the pilots, you know, they get excreted like Donald Trump or whoever doesn't cooperate. They have a process to get rid of them. So who's the hijackers? The hijackers are organizations like Southern Poverty Law Center. This organization's been around since the 70s, and what it does is it labels organizations and individuals that they define as extreme, hate, or anti-government, like Moms for Liberty groups, over 84 chapters were just put on their list a week and a half ago. That organization's full of moms, Dave, trying to be a part of their upbringing. So Southern Poverty Law Center, I've been traveling to D.C. for the last 4 months. I'm going there this week. I'm going to be visiting with the Weaponization of Government Committee. I'm going to be talking about how non-government organizations like Southern Poverty Law Center weaponize labels and definitions. They create lists. They inform the discretion of the TSA's no-fly list. Their list is used by the FBI. The Department of Defense has their intelligence report on their operation security boards, defining Americans like myself and Moms for Liberty as enemies of the state when we're not. The real enemy of the state should be classified as non-government organizations who weaponize labels, weaponize lists, and then inform the discretion of our law enforcement to think that you and I are enemies of the state. To me, Dave, that's a hijacker.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm glad we got that clarified. I don't hear much of the ADL these days. Are they ADL? When I mentioned that Anti-Defamation League, they're out there too, aren't they?
Well, they train, according to them, they train all of our FBI agents in something that they define as extremism.
Oh.
Well, extremism is, extremism is a term that's used by the FBI and the DHS to say that people like us who believe in God, or we believe in raising up our children, or we believe in political participation is something that's considered extreme, or it could lead us down what they refer to in their circles as the wall of frustration along a pathway to radicalization. And they coordinate with organizations like SPLC and the Anti-Defamation League, which had original purposes like prevent anti-Semitism, prevent white supremacy. But now you got Moms for Liberty on their lists. You've got Center for Self-Governance listed as anti-government. And we are so far away from being anti-government. We're actually trying to preserve the plane, where I would say organizations like that are interested in crashing the plane.
Was this one of the reasons why did Congress invited you to speak because of this, that you became a target of these people?
No, we became a target because we actually de-escalated some Americans who were starting to get really frustrated with the direction of the country in Idaho. And we teach in our classes how to build positive relationships with our pilots, because some of our pilots are compromised. And so how do you build a relationship with pilots who see you as a heretic and a witch, like the Puritans did in 1658 and passed the law and said, you know what, Quakers are heretics and witches. We should execute them. We should put them in prison. And we should take away their kids. We should destroy their businesses. There's nothing new under the sun here. And so we got labeled anti-government because we helped de-escalate these people.
That is sad. And see, the one thing I keep telling my listeners is how many Wacos and Ruby Ridges do we need for people to wake up?
Well, you know, Ruby Ridge and Waco has to do with people's view of people that they disagree with. In this case, you know, Randy Weaver was a white supremacist, but the federal government was weaponized to violate or circumvent his due process, and they ended up killing his kid and his wife, and a federal marshal was also killed there, too. Waco was, again, you have this case where the bureaucracy is circumventing court or judicial due process and creating administrative justice, and they end up murdering a whole bunch of kids, like 20 kids or something like that. And then you have 1995, Timothy McVeigh takes revenge, supposedly, and he ends up killing like 19 kids and a whole bunch of federal workers. He's a former military. So this whole narrative that veterans are extremists and potential domestic terrorists, and that religious extremists, you know, like David Koresh and his cult, you know, so they use all that language. These people are cults and they're collecting guns and they're terrible and they're abusing kids. And this white supremacist, Randy Weaver. And you know what? I disagree with their viewpoints. You and I may disagree on viewpoints, but what happens, Dave, when I create the labels like Southern Poverty Law Center, and then I create a relationship with the FBI and they start using my list, and then you get on their list, and now the FBI is surveilling you, honeypotting you, gaslighting you into creating a new type of Wago or Ruby Ridge, and we never were associated with those people in the first place. It's like SPLC is creating a whole new list, a whole new category of criminals, like moms, for example.
Yeah, well, the bigger problem that I see is this demonization factor that we have become so used to in America in the last 3 years because of A, lockdowns, B, you got the jab, I didn't get the jab, you're not coming over for Thanksgiving. They've literally turned family members against family members. And this is a bigger problem, is that they've hijacked this country's brain. The people that actually could be productive, everything is falling apart. And this is what I think is frustrating everybody. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to understand your attention as a passenger on United States Airlines, our U.S. system of government. The hijackers themselves are exploiting our government against us by labeling us extreme, hate, anti-government, all this stuff, anti-science, etc. And so the passengers on the plane become divided amongst themselves. And then they weaponize the marshals to see us as enemies, especially people on the right side of the plane. So the left side of the plane is given longer leash. They can throw things more. They can have more violence. They can burn things down. They can protest at Supreme Court justices' homes. But people on the right side of the plane, they can't protest election integrity, or they can't protest the vaccine science data. And if they do, the marshals are trained to see them as more extreme than the ones burning down American businesses or punching or trying to, like just a couple days ago, a bunch of Antifa left side of the plane passengers trying to scream at black grandmas about their kids' education. Or, you know, just recently, Billy Asaley, representative, California, first Muslim elected state representative in California, just got called a white supremacist yesterday because he was opposing some passengers who want, you know, to create discriminatory laws that say, you know, you should discriminate against one class of people in order to make jobs or something more accessible to one group versus another group. And this Muslim representative came out and says, well, I don't want to be treated any different than any other class of human beings. And the person who was there literally got angry. The witness, this is a representative, you know, and this person is like accusing him of white supremacy. And the guy's like, okay.
So the label, like Larry Elder,
is just thrown around. Just like Larry Elder in California. Yeah. No different than Candace Owens or Ben Carson. Mm-hmm.
I know it. It's just really, it's pure folly in my book. But here's the thing. With the minute we have left, centerforselfgovernance.com, this is something that I think maybe you guys should just devise a civics test for every elected official in Washington to take before they are allowed to run for office. You think that would be fair?
Absolutely. And everyone can take this test right now. Just ask yourself, what kind of cake do you like? Layer cake or marble cake? All right, layer cake or marble cake. Now ask yourself the same question, political cake. What kind of political cake do I like? Do I want layer cake where the boundaries are fixed and the functions are distinct? Or do I like marble cake where it's all blurry and mixed together? Make your choice. If you want the layer cake, centerforselfgovernance.com. You want the marble cake, then go down with the plane.
There you go. Mark Kerr, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate that. There you go. Selfgovern.com or centerforselfgovernance.com. Be there if you're interested and you want to make a stand. All right. In the meantime, of course, we're going to be doing our after-hours segment here later today. God bless you. God bless what's left of the United States of America. Stay sharp and vigilant. Keep your powder dry.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermill.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermill.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermill.com. That's thepowermill.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermill.com. That's thepowermill.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermill.com. That's thepowermill.com.